This year, the Hallmark Channel began airing its lineup of 21 new Christmas movies in October. With titles like Christmas Getaway, Christmas Connection, and A Christmas Next Door, they become a ratings goldmine for the cable channel.
But what is it about these films that has them attracting more than 70 million viewers?
It just feels good to watch those movies where you know everything's going to work out okay.
That's George Mason University Professor of Public Health, Juliana Miner. She's a fan of Hallmark Christmas movies and even is one of those dedicated online fans.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page that's called Is This Hallmark Movie Good for a Hallmark Movie?
While she enjoys the movies, she says they follow a familiar formula.
Sometimes the plot is around a single mom who needs to find love, and sometimes it's about a single woman who has to reevaluate her priorities so that they better reflect the Christmas spirit and small-town values.
It's a formula that was ripe for a Saturday Night Live parody.
Christmas is almost here, and on the Hallmark Channel, we won't let you forget it with our Countdown to Christmas. You'll be asking, wait, how do I know that actor? All filmed during 1 month in Ottawa. Can you spot the sets we use multiple times? Hint, hint, the gazebo.
However, the homogeneity of these movies, with their lack of diversity and settings in perfect small towns, is what reporter Zach Jason in an article for Slate says is problematic.
Hallmark has responded by doubling down on this bastion of traditional whiteness where small towns aren't beset with problems from the Great Recession. All small businesses are doing great in Hallmark land.
Jason asked the network why the movies had mainly white actors.
And they said they're committed to diversity, but I asked them about diversifying Christmas movies, and they have no concrete plans that they announced.
Jason buckled down and watched all 21 of this year's crop of movies.
There is a feel-good, campy magnetism to them. It's in a way, being trapped in 6 ounces of goop and hopeless to escape. But at the same time, I'm delirious from the coziness.
So if you're looking to celebrate the holiday in a picturesque small town, covered in a blanket of white snow with plenty of gingerbread, cocoa, and good feelings, there's probably a movie for you.